it is set?
It's set after the Second World War. So Scout, as she was known when she was a child, but Jean Louise Finch, as she is as an adult, has come back from New York to Maycombe to see her elderly father, who is not the towering figure of To Kill a Mockingbird, but is ailing with them. He has rheumatoid arthritis. And there's a bit of backstory that's come in, and a couple of things have happened, major plot events, which I'm not quite sure whether I should reveal or whether I should force people to read it for themselves.
Yes, but let's not spoil it for anyone. But clearly, times have moved on. Atticus is not waiting for her there at the station. There's a fascinating backstory to all of this. It was the flashbacks to her childhood in this manuscript that led to Kill a Mockingbird.
That's right. This was written before, and the publishers said, what we would really like to hear from is Scout as a child. So there's been this huge mystery as to what it was that pre-existed To Kill a Mockingbird. In scholastic circles, it's been known that this existed, but to the wider public, it seemed about as likely as the Pope giving birth that suddenly Harper Lee would come up with a new, with this novel at the age of 89, as she is now, or 88, when it was discovered.
And what did you think? Did the first chapter draw you in?
I think it's absolutely recognisably Scout's voice. She's sassy. She's, love is not going to go smoothly. Let me tell you now. That's a bit of a teaser. There are clues about things like her romanticism of race. She grinned when she saw her first TV antenna atop an unpainted Negro house. There are tricky issues here, and I think we have to read it very much as a period piece. There are going to be questions about how the attitude has moved forward.
Do you mean we have to remember that it was written in the 1950s?
That it was written.
If it's published now.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it reads like you just have to read it as a companion piece to Kill a Mockingbird. We've been seeing first reactions from Australia, which have been pouring in overnight, and quite a few of them have remarked on the style. People have been worried about the number of semicolons. I can't say that I actually had a problem with the semicolons. I thought it was quite a fast read.
But from that first chapter, could you say, do you think it is as good as To Kill a Mockingbird?
Oh, it's just really difficult, isn't it? I mean, you can't. But what I do think is it sets up lots of possible fascinating scenarios. I mean, the childhood friendships have gone. Obviously, there's a succession question. Obviously, Scout has a romantic association with the black community, which I suspect is going to put my neck on the line now and say I think that's going to really develop. It's also got a nice line in irony. It has this line: recorded history's version does not coincide with the truth, but these are the facts because every Maycombian knows them. So it's sort of setting up the idea of a reality that doesn't accord with the facts, and I think it's actually really promising.
And the whole book is published next week. Claire Olmsted, thank you very much.